We're getting closer. So this spring training report is brought to you by Kubota and Golf Tech. And we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in Mandy Bell of MLB.com. Mandy, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well. Well, all right. So we got to do this because we're slightly masochistic on this show. What's the weather?
The weather here is not great. It hasn't been great all week. Like right now, it's 39 degrees.
Okay. All right. We're feeling better.
Yeah, it's definitely not great. It's supposed to maybe creep into the 50s today, which is great. Yesterday and the day before were like 45 and rain. So it's not ideal.
Well, you know what, though? You're doing better than we are here, where I think the high today is, I think, 35. So
yeah,
you're at least doing a little bit here. All right, so I just got done reading your excellent piece on Leonis Martin. What's it been like covering Leonis this spring?
Oh, it's great. It's been so cool to be able to watch somebody who's gone through something that life-changing and to really see somebody enjoy and appreciate every single moment that they have doing exactly what they love. And I put it on Twitter yesterday. The smile literally has not left his face since he got here last Friday. And he's just having so much fun all the time. And I know people keep saying that he's always been like that even before this. But he even keeps saying, like, this is different now. And he's really, really appreciating everything. So it's been a breath of fresh air to cover someone who's just so joyful 24/7.
See, and that's awesome because you hear all the time about how spring training is such a grind, and you hear all the time how these guys are like, oh my gosh, can we just start the season now? And here's this guy who went through something that is so much bigger than the game of baseball that he really is just enjoying every time he gets to swing a bat or throw a ball or have a glove in their hand, and it's awesome. It's a great story.
Thank you. Yeah, it was just fantastic to be able to deal with somebody like that on a regular basis. And I think yesterday he was even giving me a hard time. I was standing there watching them take live hitting on the field, and I'm just shivering. And he said, are you cold? I'm like, why, am I that obvious? And he just laughed, and he's like, nah, that's not bad. And he's just, everything is just so great.
Is that rubbing off on people? Is everybody else kind of getting that positive energy in that stuff? Or is it, you know, still we're like, okay, we're still going through our workouts. We're getting this going.
Yeah, you know, now that you say that, I don't think anyone around him has ever been in a bad mood so far. Yesterday, even their hitting groups, like everyone else on different fields, just sort of, you know, we're doing their thing, but the guys on this field were laughing the entire time. So yeah, I definitely think that he's at least wearing off on the people that he's working with and his groups every single day.
See, that's awesome. That's really good to hear. Somebody's got to step up and take the Lindor smile thing away as he's recovering from the injury. So it's good that somebody's doing that. So
right.
So let's stay in the outfield a little bit. What do you think of this outfield that the Indians have in front of them with what's looking like Greg Allen will probably be in left field and there'll be a platoon in right? What do you think of this outfield so far, Mandy?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just the unknown. I know a lot of people keep tweeting at me. A lot of people keep analyzing it. I think that the biggest fear that a lot of Indians fans have is just the unknown. Nobody's really sure what they're going to get, and what could happen with like a Jordan Luplo who doesn't have too much experience in the major leagues yet. He's played in the last two seasons for the Pirates, but only played in 37 games last year and 27 games the year before. So it's just tough. Tyler Naquin coming back from hip surgery, Greg Allen, obviously Indians fans have seen him a little bit, but again, there's a lot of inexperience that is in the corners or potentially in the corners this year. So I think it's just all going to be trial and error, wait and see whenever it comes to it. It seems like there's definitely potential. Adding Matt Joyce into that mix, I think, will help with like a veteran presence, especially through spring training. And then Leonis Martin obviously brings that veteran presence as well to be able to help these guys out throughout spring training while they're all still trying to figure it out. Terry Francona was telling us this week that he's going to have Greg Allen playing all three outfield spots during spring training out of fairness to him to make sure that he has seen every single place that he could possibly be to make sure that the Indians are weighing all of their options. So it seems like nothing is set in stone and they're going in with a clean slate other than center field, obviously. But for those corner spots, they're just going to wait and see what these guys can show throughout the spring.
And that's what the interesting part is. You're right. It's a lot of lottery tickets. It's a lot of unknown. It's a lot of hoping for the best. And I think the number one person that falls onto that list is Jake Bowers. We're not 100% sure. He had a really hot first half for the Rays, kind of fell off in the second half. Have you been seeing any of Jake Bowers in the outfield? And what is he looking like so far in the spring?
You know, so far he's basically taken all of his reps at first base. He hasn't been mixed into the outfield too much that I've seen while I've been out there. They've been mixing him and Carlos Santana and Bobby Bradley over at first base while they're doing all their infield drills and things like that. So I think we'll have to wait until games get underway till we see that what Jake Bowers can do in the outfield. He has very limited experience in the majors. He played in the minor leagues, so he has more experience under his belt from there. But in the majors, he's only had a handful of games and right and left. I think he's only had like 3 games in right and then a few more in left. But so I think it's just going to be time will tell. He seems to be a power bat that they can add to this lineup. So it's definitely somebody that they are interested in keeping in the lineup, whether it's going to be in left field or first base. Terry Francona has told us all week that we're just going to have to wait and see. Are they a better team whenever it's Jake Bowers flipping back and forth between left field and first base? Are they a better team with Jake Bowers at first and Carlos Santana DHing most of the time? They just said that they're going to have to basically trial and error, like the theme of the entire spring training for the Indians so far.
It kind of sounds like that. It feels like this whole spring training is just, it really is an exercise in trial and error and seeing how we can fit these different guys in. And maybe this guy has a little more versatility than we think. Maybe that guy can play over here. Like, and I mean, Terry Francona is the master of that. He, you know, he was the guy in the World Series that put Carlos Santana in left field at one point. So, I mean, you can see where he's trying to play around with this stuff. That's why I was wondering with Bowers if he was playing in left field or if we were maybe seeing a little Santana in left field or something like that to maybe help out get as many good bats in this lineup as possible.
Yeah, he definitely didn't rule out Santana in the outfield again. We asked him, I think it was last week, we asked him if there would be a chance of that. He said he wants to talk to him about it. I went and then followed up with Carlos about it, and he said, yeah, I'm willing to do whatever. Obviously, outfield isn't my main position. I've barely ever played there, but I'm willing to do whatever. And even Terry Francona keeps saying he's more athletic than people think, and he's not one who just wants to be a DH. So if it would come down to it where they prefer Jake Bowers at first base, then I'm not sure if they're going to want to take his glove off the field. So there's definitely still a chance of a flashback to 2016 and Carlos Santana getting some time in the grass. But is it likely? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. Mandy Bell joining us, Tribe Beat reporter for MLB.com. You can follow her on Twitter as well, at MandyBell02. Trust me, it's worth following because she puts up – I got to give you all the credit in the world. You put up the videos and the pictures that immediately make my girlfriend like grab her iPad and go, look at Corey Kluber's kids. This is so cute. So thank you. We appreciate that.
Oh, those are my favorite. Oh, whenever Carlos Carrasco's kids were sitting there just pitching beside him and different things. I mean, they're setting it up for me. They're putting it right on a tee. So it'd be my own fault if I can't take advantage of these opportunities.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. So let's get into the starting pitching staff a little bit here. What has Shane Bieber looked like in the early part of spring training? He's kind of been the sleeper guy for this rotation and a fantasy baseball sleeper, too. So how's Shane Bieber looked so far?
Oh, he looks great so far, and he keeps saying that the biggest thing that he wanted to work on among so many things in the offseason after he got a taste of the big leagues last year was his changeup, and he's super pleased with how that's looking so far. Francona's been pleased with how that's looking so far. And so adding that third pitch in could really be beneficial this year, and that could be a big breaking point for him to just have this breakout year this year. I know a lot of people are expecting it, and I think it's going to come down to that changeup a lot. Terry Francona keeps saying that'll help him get through the lineup and extra time than maybe what he was last year, get through it that third time and look a little bit more dominant on the mound this year. And I think he has the potential to take this already stellar rotation and make it absolutely elite. So I think that is the one area for the Indians this year that looks like they're sitting pretty.
They're stacked in that starting rotation, but the one concern that everybody has is going to be this bullpen. So how is the bullpen looking so far? Is there anybody that stood out a little bit to you, or is it still kind of, you know, ask me in a few weeks when we get some spring training games under our feet?
probably to be able to have a more accurate guess would be asking me in a few weeks. But at least right now, I'm saying Alex Wilson, who is somebody who is standing out a little bit. I think the Indians have done a great job about finding these guys, these quality pitchers, getting them in on minor league deals, and figuring out a way to piece together this bullpen, at least give themselves more options before the before opening day. So picking up Tyler Clippard earlier this week, being able to have Alex Wilson as an option, I think these guys are going to be two that definitely have a high chance of making the 25-man roster, even though they're only on a minor league deal at this point. So I know Francona keeps saying he sat down with Alex Wilson and said, look, I know you aren't in a position that you'd want to be right now, but you're going to be treated as if, like, the veteran that you are, and that label means nothing when we're evaluating you. So I think they're looking at him in the same way that the media has been looking this week, thinking that he has a high chance of being a relief option for the Indians this year.
All right, good. That's making me sleep better at night. We got that going for us. So, because my biggest concern going into the season, well, besides the outfield, was who's going to pitch in the eighth inning. And so hearing that Alex Wilson is looking good and that he's somebody that's in the mold and that Francona seems to like him, that'll make me sleep a little bit better. So thank you.
Good. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Perfect. That's what we're aiming for. All right. So now I have to ask the arbitrary question as well. Do you see the Indians bringing in anybody from the outside with this team, or is the roster we're looking at the roster we're looking at? There's a couple free agents out there that people have their eyes on, whether it's a Carlos Gonzalez or an Alex or a Adam Jones or somebody along those lines. Do you see one of those guys coming into camp, or is what we're looking at kind of what we're looking at?
You know, the only thing is Chris Antonetti told us after they re-signed Oliver Perez that they are going to be basically done looking at any major league contracts. And that's why you've seen Alex Wilson, Matt Joyce, and Tyler Clippard since then, because they've all been on minor league deals. A guy like Adam Jones, I don't see him ever possibly being able to go for a minor league deal. If a miracle happens or something like that, then maybe. But I think that the Indians are almost completely done when it comes to adding on more guys. I think this might be the roster that we're looking at throughout the rest of spring training. I asked Antonetti earlier this week to see if they were looking at the market right now, to see if there's maybe somebody that could fill in at shortstop if Francisco Lindor wouldn't be available for opening day. And he said, yeah, I mean, we thought about our options, but we're thinking that it's going to be okay for Lindor. And if he is unavailable for opening day, then it won't be too long. So no, I think we're okay with where we are right now. So it just, nothing seems like they're too urgent to add another guy on, but they've acted like that all season and then added on a couple more guys to minor league deals. So if they're able to wheel and deal and find a perfect match, then maybe, but I would say it's unlikely at this point.
Yeah, we all love opening day. We enjoy every bit of it, but in reality, it is one of 162. And if he's healthy, if by making him avoid that early Minnesota series and the early Cleveland series so that he avoids the 20-degree weather and all that stuff that can avoid injury, and then getting him back by May is better for this ball club, then that's what they're going to do. And that's how the Indians are going to work.
Right. And it even seems like both Francona and Antonetti keep saying, from what we're hearing, he'll be back in time. And they all keep saying that they are optimistic that he will not miss opening day. Now, will they rush him? Absolutely not. But just knowing Lindor, how hard he's going to work to make sure that he is healthy, how much he wants to be in that line, I think they're leaning more toward he's going to be back in time than we'll miss a week or two without him.
Mandy, thank you so much for doing this. We really appreciate it. She is Mandy Bell, the Indians beat reporter for MLB.com. Take it easy, stay warm, and please, more pictures of cute kids.
Okay, I will do that just for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Trust me, she runs up with the iPad and goes, you have to watch this. You have to watch Corey Kluber's kid taking batting practice. It's adorable. Okay, fine.
Then I will make that my quest.
Thank you, Mandy. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Take it easy.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. That is Mandy Bell. She is the Indians beat reporter for MLB.com. She appeared on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And this spring training report is brought to you by Kubota and Golf Tech.